Welcome to Playful Connection. My name is Zeddy Shin, a licensed marriage and family therapist who specializes in working with children and teens. And in this podcast, together, we'll explore practical and effective ways for adults to connect with children and teenagers using therapeutic techniques inspired by play therapy. Whether you're a parent, guardian, teacher, or anyone who interacts with young people, my goal is to help you build meaningful connections with the children and teens in your life. Today is the very first episode. I'll be discussing three tips on how to connect with kids and teens through play therapy techniques. Play therapy is a dynamic and engaging approach that can help bridge the gap between adults and young people. By understanding and utilizing these techniques, you can foster trust, communication, and emotional growth in the children and teenagers you care about. Tip number one, engage in child-centered play. I absolutely love this one. When you engage in child-centered play, you're letting the child take the lead. This can be as simple as getting down on the floor with them and participating in their chosen activity. Be fully present and show interest and avoid directing or controlling the play. This technique allows the child to feel valued, empowered, and more willing to open up to you. Tip number two, active listening. This is a crucial thing when connecting with children and teenagers. Pay close attention to what they're saying and show empathy and understanding. Repeat back what they've said to ensure you've understood correctly. This not only helps them to feel heard, but also reinforces trust in your relationship with them. Tip number three, encourage narrative play. Narrative play involves storytelling or using dolls, action figures, or puppets to act out scenarios. This can help children and teenagers process their experiences, emotions, and conflicts in a non-threatening way. Join in the narrative play or simply listen and ask open-ended questions to encourage self-reflection. For example, you could ask the child what they'd like to play with and if they'd like to play with dolls or puppets. This will engage the child in child-centered play, as well as their ability to become the narrator of the story. I remember a little 7-year-old client that I worked with who had a difficult time engaging in narrative play at first. So I encouraged him. I encouraged him, his mom, and his dad to participate in putting on a puppet show. This started off with him feeling a little bit silly and awkward, but as he directed the entire play, it ended in sharing a big story about worry that he said that he related to later on. Narrative play can be a powerful way to learn more about a child or teen's emotions, experiences, concerns, or conflicts as they lead out and share from another point of view. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Playful Connection. I hope you've gained valuable insights into how to connect with children and teenagers using therapeutic play techniques. Stay tuned for future episodes where I'll delve deeper into specific play therapy strategies and practical advice for creating meaningful connections with the young people in your life. Remember, your efforts to connect with kids and teens can have a lasting and positive impact on their well-being. If you have any questions, topics you'd like me to cover, or success stories to share, feel free to reach out to me. You can find me on Instagram at Playful Connection Podcast. The link is in the show notes. Or send me an email at playfulconnectionpodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, keep connecting with kids through the power of play.